If you love the J Train podcast, the best thing you can do to make sure other people find it is to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. So what we're going to do is have a contest. You write the most stunning reviews your little fingers can muster. Feathers, beans, however you put it, we want to hear it. I currently have 1,700 reviews. Let's try and get it over 2,000. Get it in by September 16th. On September 18th, I will announce the best review and read it here on the podcast. So get your review in by Sunday, September 16th to be included. If you write the winning review, you will be inducted into the Feather Nation and I will send you a Feather Nation hat. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, leave a review on your favorite podcasting app and tweet me a screen grab at JTrain56 to be included. I will pick a winner from that pool too. The best review wins. Send them in. Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got emails about ending a friendship, a girl in a secret relationship, and a dude who wants to be less casual. Check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Harlem, New York. We are here live every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep doing that. We're running a contest. You know the best way to help us? Write a review. Get involved in that review contest. Right, Shelby?
Popping off.
It's popping off. So you got to get involved with that review contest. It is great. You're going to write the most colorful way that you would feather my nuts. Let's get them in there.
It can be graphic. It can be sensual, whatever you need.
It can be. Listen, take it. This is for you, the artist. Take it in whatever direction you want. So go on Apple Podcasts, write your review. The winner on the 18th will get a hat and we'll read it live on the air. So go write up your review at Apple Podcasts. Also, I'm coming on the road. I'm going to be at the Secret Group in Houston, September 9th. September 23rd, Laughs in Seattle. September 30th, Cleveland, Hilarities. October 1st, Dallas, a Live You Up podcast. October 4th, Rogue Island. I'm going to be a part of that comedy festival in Rhode Island. It's in Newport, Rhode Island on a Thursday night. 10-5, Miami. 10-7 through 10, Chicago. We're coming to your town. Get a crew together. Get your tickets. I'm very excited about today's guest. An OKP.
Oh, sorry?
OKP.
OKP.
Original key player.
Ah.
It's been way too long since you've been back.
I haven't been invited back.
You're invited.
I didn't know it was an open invitation.
Open invite.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Cypher Sounds, everybody. Yeah. Cypher, such a pleasure. Thank you, the studio audience. What? Pumped to have you here.
Oh, hi, guys.
At the J Train Mansion. What's going on, buddy?
I'm just living life.
Yeah?
I'm very upset that you just live just so loosely up here in Harlem. Where
this bothers you as a New Yorker.
As a staunch born and raised New Yorker, and I don't even know if staunch is the right word, but this neighborhood, you are not allowed to just come here and just walk around freely like this couple with a baby I just saw walking up the street where the guy was wearing the baby like a
crowd
chain.
Is up in arms. I mean, where'd you grow up?
In the Bronx.
You were in the Bronx.
Yes.
So you know, like, where we are in Harlem is where I live now.
Yes.
And this was like...
Oh, this was an area. This was an
Explain
area.
Explain it, because you okay, are, I one, mean, to let the audience know, Cypher Sounds is a legendary
yes.
New York City fixture.
Yes.
In the, you know, the DJ, hip-hop
yes.
world.
Yes.
If you don't know, take
it's fine.
Us, Google right now.
Google is fine. C-I-P-H-A, Cypher Sounds. That's
at Cypher Sounds on Instagram. Go follow, go support. And now he is a super awesome comic, so funny, so great to watch. And he's got a show on True TV called Laugh Mobs, Laugh Tracks.
Correct.
That comes out on Thursday, September 13th at 10:30. It's a great show. I've watched it. It's so much fun.
It's very
fun. They reenact people's stand-up comedy bits
Correct.
With like voiceover.
Yeah.
And it's funny and fun, and it gives to me, as a, you know, as a watcher, as a viewer, it gives life to these bits.
Right.
It lets people live and imagine it how the person who is telling it would want you to imagine it.
Right. And I also, what I like about it is that we got a lot of up and coming comedians, but also we might have some of your favorite comedians on there doing an old joke that you know.
Okay.
But now this is like the remix to
reinvent
it.
Reinvent the classics.
Right.
This is the, as you know, this is sampling.
Yes.
You know, and as they say in the hip hop
world,
they're taking an old thing, revamping it into a new thing, and you're going to see it, and it's going to be funny in a way you didn't even know it could be.
Correct.
So, True TV,
that's
Thursday, September 13th. Go right now, set the DVR.
Yeah.
Set it up and click that record button, record all episodes.
Thank you.
New and old. Because you're making, you know, you're not going to remember. Just record new and old.
And it's a very rewatched show.
It's a rewatchable show. And it's also one of those shows, as a person who's watched it and loved it, that's something you can pop on a Sunday.
Yes.
Free your mind. Let other people do the things. Put it on. Put your phone away. Watch the show. So Laugh Mobs, Laugh Tracks.
Yes.
Thursday, September 13th at 10:30. Cypha, so you know
you're
this.
You're good at this, man.
I know
you're
what I'm doing,
good at
man.
This.
But you know the radio.
Yes.
You know how to. I
was just complaining to my friend Savannah, aka White Noise, that's with me.
White Noise.
About how podcasts never get to it. Just get to it. Always a lot of chit chat in the beginning about where we're.
A lot of dancing, a lot of inside joke, a lot of, you know.
You ever heard of the rapper Big L?
No.
Okay, he's a very, very famous New York rapper. He never blew up mainstream. Very underground streets.
Okay.
He grew up in, he was from this neighborhood. This neighborhood used to be called the Danger Zone.
This neighborhood.
This neighborhood.
That's what they renamed that because I moved in.
Yeah. They brought it back.
They brought it
back. This is the Danger Zone. You couldn't just be walking around lolly.
That's like, what I call my asshole. The danger zone. Because if you throw your finger up there, I'm going to come real quick.
I'm happy for you.
Why you couldn't? This was like a dangerous place?
Yes. You had to be like, you had to have a proof. You can't just be walking around. People be like, yo, where are you here to see?
I'm wearing sandals around this area.
I love it. Well, congrats.
Thanks, man. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that you're here. All of you go follow Cypha. What else we got to talk about? You ready to do some emails?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're just going to go straight through it because I feel like you give great advice. You were great last time on the show. We're just going to get straight into it. Please help me understand this dude.
This is a girl.
JTrain, love the podcast. I recommend it to all my single friends struggling with the dating world. Here's my situation. I'm a 24-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
The trick email. In Canada, visited a friend an hour away where I live about from where I live about a week ago. Went out to the bar and met a guy. I approached him. We hit it off right away, and I went home with him. Hooked up that night and twice in the morning.
Ooh.
And had a great time. I stayed the next day at his place till about 11 in the afternoon, cuddling and talking. I was very into him. He paid for my $30 Lyft ride back to my friends and acted like he was very into me. Choked about taking me out for sushi that night. I wasn't working. Gave me lots of compliments, said the cute things. And then I was leaving. I asked if I was going to see him again. And he said he hoped so. See, right there.
Uh-huh.
I hope so.
Right.
What do you mean you hope?
Okay. I watch. You ever heard of the show Live PD?
Yeah, from you.
Okay,
you're a
Live
big fan.
PD. The cop goes, "Do you have drugs in the car?" They go, I don't believe so." Do you have drugs in the car? You know,
it's a
or
yes
you don't
or
know?
No question.
Yeah,
this is
not
the same
they say.
Thing.
What's the thing? Not with my knowledge. You know what I'm talking about.
To my knowledge.
Yeah,
To
my knowledge, there's no drugs in this car. Well, whose car is it?
This guy was real cute until he got to the, am I seeing you again?
Right.
Hope so.
Yeah. Make a definite plan. Yeah tonight.
Texted
sushi.
Him later that day, say thanks and didn't get a response. I waited a few days, didn't hear from him. So I just texted him because I was tired of waiting. He kept the convo going and sounded interested, although he took a few hours between messages to reply. I asked him if he wanted to get together the following weekend. He said he didn't go to his friend's cottage. He said if he didn't go to his friend's cottage, we would get together. I didn't hear from him after that either. My question is, why act like you're so interested in me and seeing me again when we're together? And even over text say that we would get together if he wasn't actually interested in going putting any effort into making it happen. He had already gotten laid, so I don't know why he would put on an act. Maybe he just has too many options or isn't in a place in his life where he really cares about putting in effort. Should I try and make another move or just forget about him? I got dumped from a serious relationship about 6 months ago, and I've been dating many guys since then and that have been very into me, but I really haven't had any feelings for any of them until I met this guy, which is why I'm having a hard time just dropping it. Some more about him. He was really hot, probably a 10, 10, 9. We have a rating system here on the podcast.
I remember that.
Face, body, personality. She says he's a 10, 10, 9. Sounds a little high for me.
Yeah,
25 years old, has a good job, and doesn't have an Instagram. Mine is this. Okay, so what do you think?
Okay, so first of all, a lot of sweet talk in the beginning to get what you want.
Yes.
And then there could be some sweet talk in the middle. I don't know if there's alcohol involved. I'm assuming so.
Sure.
Sweet talk and nice things, maybe to get a little more. Hello.
We brought up her Instagram. She's very cute.
Morning times is when sun comes up. Morning time, that's when things get real.
Yeah.
That's when things get real. And maybe, I don't know what was said in this cuddly moment.
Sure.
First of all, 11 a.m. is not afternoon. I don't know how you do it in Canada with time. But yeah, so the cuddly moments, there might be something annoying said or pushed too much.
Here's what I think. I mean, this guy had the night of his life that all guys in relationships want to hear about. Girl comes up to me at the bar.
Right.
Girl comes home with me after I saw me out of all the other men there,
right.
Thought I was hot, came back with me, and we fucked in one night and it was over.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, I did it. Why wouldn't this happen every night of my life?
Right.
And to him, you gave him the night of his life in a way that he had to give no effort.
Mm-hmm.
So why would he expect to give any effort the next time?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she says, I went out to a bar and met a guy. I approached him.
Yeah.
We hit it off right away. I can hit it off right away with any girl that approaches me.
Right. That's the main barrier. Remember I was telling you this the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never in my life been able to just walk up to a girl in a bar. I don't have the game.
But what we talked about is I don't think anyone really has that game.
I know guys that could just, but
I see a lot of guys that are at bars that you're like, oh my God, how do you pull that chick? It's because that chick wanted to talk to him.
A girl approaching you, it's like the 90% of the work is done.
It's done.
If you don't fuck it up in the next 10 minutes,
totally,
you're good.
And whenever this has happened with me, where it's like the girl comes to me, everything goes perfectly. I'm like, oh my God, I'm batting fucking 1,000.
Yeah.
I'm killing it. The next day, you say these nice things because you don't want them walking away feeling cheap.
Right.
You don't want to be like, and this is going to sound bad, but this guy was happy to have sex with you.
Yeah.
He was happy to be there, but he wasn't looking for anything more than just what happened that night.
Right.
He knows that there's this stigma. Guys play to the stigma that's been created by society. The stigma that's out there is if you sleep a one-night stand, now he doesn't respect you. He wants to show you that he respects you, but at the same time doesn't want to have to put in any effort.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to leave thinking you're just an animal.
Just another check.
Yeah,
so he sits
takedown.
And he does feel good saying these things. We say these things because they're personal. We want to feel good about ourselves. Look what I did. I bought her the cab back.
Yeah.
I fucking told her that I had a good time. I'm doing these things for me, not you. He's saying these things for him to say, well, I was a good guy to her. I was a gentleman.
And maybe I will go get sushi later.
Yeah.
Like, it's not past the realm of possibility.
Yeah, because this all makes sense to me because that hope so. When you say, when are we getting together? And he goes, I hope I see you again. He goes, right. I hope so too.
Yeah.
That's his chance to go, no, I actually really do like it. I want to see you again.
Right.
Instead, he said, I hope so, because that's a thing that will make you feel good and him feel good.
Mm-hmm.
If he had said the truth, he would have sounded like a dick and felt like a dick. If you would have been like, hope to see you soon, he would have been like, yeah, if only if you're sucking my dick.
Yeah.
You'd be like, if that's the honest answer.
Then the whole night's ruined.
The
magic is gone.
Totally. And he has to go and look at someone in the eye and go, yeah, I'm kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't want to. He is a piece of shit.
Yes.
Most of us are.
Yes.
But we don't want to fully admit it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And this is the thing. We want honesty that we could never give to someone. We want the honesty given to us that we could never give out.
It's impossible.
You can't do it. This guy, you slept with him. He had a great... He would, if I put him under a lie detector, he'd go, listen, I had a great time. She lives an hour away.
That's
I
the thing.
I don't fucking want to go
an
hour away.
Yeah. She lived an hour away.
Yeah.
Like
he would go, I lived an hour away. I liked her. She seemed great. But like, listen, if a girl's going to come up to me now, I'm 25. What's to say another girl won't come up to me?
Right. And maybe something he did that night made a girl walk up to him and he got it that night. He's going to wear that same cologne.
Yeah.
That same, not the same outfit.
I can see if this works again.
Yeah, but the same style of outfit. He's like, can I pull this off again?
Yeah. And it's like, and you know, it's like yeah, my family, we have my dad always says, you can never repeat. Like, you ever play a game when you're growing up? And with your kids.
Well, I didn't have a dad, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, imagine you had a dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Hard. I'll play catch with you after.
Okay. Thanks.
The podcast.
What's catch?
I'll teach you about catch. So, but I'm saying you go out with friends, you play an imaginary game.
Right.
And then you come back and a week later, your friend's like, let's play that game we played again. And you try to play and it always sucks the second time.
I know exactly what you're saying.
You can never repeat. So this guy is going to, is like, oh, I'm the king of Fuckville.
Yeah.
I had a girl come up to me, then I nailed it. I'm a killer.
Yeah.
And then he's going to go out the next week and he's going to go, ah, shit, I have no game.
Yeah.
It's like stand-up. How many times you sell the same jokes the second night, you kill one night, the next night, nothing.
That's the sad part.
That's the sad part. This guy is going to go out to a nothing audience in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Any chance he's got a girlfriend?
No.
No.
I think this is a guy who wanted to be nice. I it just seems like a guy who hit it off, who's not ready to settle down, and it fell into his pants, and now he's like being nice because he doesn't want to be a dick.
And you felt great in that lift.
Yeah.
And that you felt great. It was a great night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He wanted you walking away being like, wow, what a guy.
No walk of shame.
Women underrate the idea that guys want someone that their mom would want to be the person their mom would be proud of.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom would have loved that. I put her.
Yeah,
on
I would. I always want to impress moms, even if I have no chance of seeing you again.
Absolutely. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Cypher Sounds at Cypher Sounds on Instagram. True TV, September 13th. Laugh Mobs, Laugh Time, so Laugh Tracks, 10:30 Thursday the 13th. This is the other thing. We are sponsored people. Very excited about today's sponsorship. You know why I love them? Because it takes a part of your life that you need, and it makes it easy, and it makes it affordable. Harry's Razors, okay? Listen, I love Harry's Razors because I use them. I'm using them. They get mailed to my door. I never have to think, oh, no, I got no razors. Because they keep coming.
Right.
And you know you're getting the best price because we're not paying the rent of Walmart or CVS.
Yeah.
Or... you know, any of these places, they got to pay the rent. Part of everything you buy is to keep the rent paid.
Yeah.
Now, Harry's mails it right to you. Make the mailman work for you. Harry's stands by the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer. So here's what Harry's is doing. Harry's is a drug dealer. Okay.
Oh, they're going to talking about the wire.
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to give you a taste of the product.
Right.
They know it's so good that once you get a taste... you're going to be addicted.
You'll be back.
So they're going to, you can claim your trial offer by going to harrys.com/JTrain. That's harrys.com/JTrain. harrys.com/JTrain. It's a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. If you watch my Instagram stories, you know that I've grown out a beard, but I am now taping a show myself for Snapchat. Mm-hmm. So every week I got to be shaving.
Clean.
So I got these Harry's razors. They're amazing. They're really great. And the trial set will get you involved, and that'll start the whole thing. That gets you involved with the mailman delivering them every month. You're never going to have to think of where are my razors? How do I get more razors? You're spending too much. I can tell you that right now. You're not reusing a razor enough. Harry's gets you on a schedule. Listeners of my show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/JTrain. Make sure you go to harrys.com/JTrain. Redeem your offer and let them know that I sent you, because this is the circle of podcasts. You listen. You hear the ad, you use the promo code, Harry's pays me, and then back again. So JTrain gets his feathers, nuts feathered. I feather your nuts. We all feather each other's nuts. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Casual hookup wants to date.
Damn.
I'm a sophomore in college at a large state school where I have come across a little dilemma. I am unsure of what to do. I've been casually seeing this guy from my college since right before leaving last spring. We would hang out and hook up over the summer, but it was never anything serious until coming back to school. We started hanging out more and more, and now he wants to date. I like hanging out and hooking up, but I'm not sure if I want to date anyone right now, but expressed that he was very strong feelings for me, and he said he doesn't know if we can keep seeing me casually without dating. I want to keep seeing him, and I'm into him, but my feelings are not as strong as his. I told him we should take a break from talking for a few days so I can think about things, but I have no idea what to do when I see him in a few days. I'm worried I'll regret breaking things off, but I'm worried that I'll be missing out on other opportunities if I can do decide to date him. What do you think?
That's a tough one. I'm not good at that one because if I admit my feelings to a young lady and she says to me, I kind of want to see other people, I'm then done.
So you think this is ruined for him no matter what?
Some guys can handle it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he can't. It sounds like he's gone to that point where he admits his feelings. And now if he wants to be with you and you're like, well, I kind of want to still be with other people, then it's the fruit is tainted.
Yeah. I think it's tainted for her too. Like the idea that she goes, well, let's take a few days not to talk. The relationships you want to be in happen so naturally that there's no way.
Yeah.
For you know, that you're like, oh, we were together without even knowing we were together.
Right.
We're spending so much time together that we're together. Like, right. there's no like, let me think about this for a few days.
Yeah, there doesn't need to be a proclamation of I would like to now turn this into a relationship.
Yeah.
If it's really a relationship, it just flourishes into that.
Also, knowing someone likes you more than you like them is like awful.
Everybody loses.
It's exhausting.
Everybody loses.
Because right now she's sitting there and she just has, you can have too much hand in a relationship where it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like if you like this guy, you wouldn't be going, I need 3 days. You'd be going, thank God.
Yeah,
this is what finally. I wanted finally.
Yeah.
But because you need the 3 days, you're going, he's kind of annoying.
Yeah, you're doing pro-con lists.
Yeah, what?
You're doing pro-con lists.
Yeah, it's awful. I think also for her, she's like, I don't want to end it because I like this guy. I think you're going to find yourself, you're finding yourself half happy right now.
Half happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she's like, well, you know, a lot of times people get into relationships because they're like, well, there's no one else out there.
Yeah.
You can't find the person that you'll get excited about. There's nothing more fun than being excited about somebody. Mm. Right now, you have no room for excitement. Right now, everything you know, you're a sophomore in college at a big school. You're talking about other opportunities. You're talking about a guy as if it's a job thing that will not let you get other jobs.
Right.
And that's not really the fun part of this whole thing. So I, you know, and also you're doing him not a favor. You only half like him as much as he likes you. You're going to make him mad. He's going to end up being jealous. It's going to be, this is going to be fights and anger and stress that you don't want to have to deal with.
Yeah. If you just buckle down, like if you just go into it because it's convenient, you're not going to really give him what he wants. He's going to feel that.
And you know
why won't you give me more? Why won't you do what I want?
And especially because here's what happened. They came back to school and the guy was like, fuck, I see her flirting with other guys.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Right.
He saw you at a party talking to other guys and he was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Who's playing with my toys?
Yeah. And he's like, I got to lock this down.
Yeah.
That's the only reason, because if he really was into this, he would have done it before the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But he only did it when he saw that you were someone other people wanted. And then now you're at school going, well, other people want me.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking keep looking.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast.
Yeah, he might, listen, you let him down easy and you might not talk for a couple days, couple weeks, maybe even a couple months. He'll come back around and get a little something, but it'll never be the same.
Hey, JTrain, love the podcast. I'm slowly catching up on all the old episodes on my drive to work. Keep up the good work. About 6 months ago, I matched with a guy on a swiping app. We met for dinner, had a good time. A few days later, sent a message saying he had fun but wasn't really in the right mindset for a relationship at the time,
boom,
but wanted to be friends. I was keen to spend more time with him, so I agreed. And then she writes in parentheses, I know. For a few months, we caught up a few times as friends and messaged each other almost every day. However, after listening to the podcast for a while, I've realized that I'm a bit of an emotional crutch for him, particularly as he works away for a week at a time. I don't think he's interested in me sexually, as he's never made any sort of move. I've got a lot on my plate and life has been super busy, and I'm not interested in giving him what is basically the emotional aspect of a relationship. He's a bit immature, and I've gotten to the point where a lot of what he says just annoys me. We haven't caught up for a couple months now, and now he'll only message me once a week or so, even though I don't reply for a few days. He'll just send another message about something else. I'm at the point where I want to end the friendship, but I know, not sure how to go about it. I thought about ghosting, but it feels rude, and I feel like he'd probably just keep sending messages. I'm taking a break from the apps while life is so busy, but when I eventually get back on, I don't want to be worrying about this. What do you think?
Oh, that's a rough one, man. I often handle these poorly. I'm a ghoster. I'm a ghoster. Like,
even with a friend? Like, this is a friend. You know?
It'll fade out. Yeah. It's going to fade out. You know what I'm saying?
There are these people that seemingly have no idea that they're texting with themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got three. You're getting three out of me. No. You're getting three. If you don't respond,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, maybe she was busy. Mm. You're getting three text messages from me. After that,
gone.
Yeah, just dot, dot, dot.
I mean, I have these people. I mean, I have a text on my phone right now from someone, like, we hooked up way, way back, years ago. And I could go and show you the text, and it's just out. Are you out? Are you out? Are you out? Are you out? From like months back. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know when they look at that and go, I got to stop.
Yeah, but
stop.
No, because here's the problem. That happens, and then you'll send a random one, and then depending on the time or what you're doing, you'll hit it back. You know what I'm saying? So then it's like, well, I'm going to just keep throwing out these little shots and see if I get a little flare back.
But it's kind of back to that whole idea of being half happy. Like, this guy is texting you because he has no one else. Anyone who would want to be friends with someone they met on an app after they were like, I don't want to be with you sexually, but I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, who else do you have?
Well, about this particular case, yeah, like, let him go. He's using you, and not in a bad way, like, sexually, but he's using you for his own, like,
you're
a sounding board.
I would send him a text and be like, hey, man, I don't need another friend. I understand that you keep texting me, but this isn't the relationship I'm looking for. It's taking up a lot of my time. I'd appreciate it if you stopped texting.
God, those are so hard, though.
It's hard to send, but once you send it, you'll feel fucking great.
Yeah.
Because then he'll write back, whoa, crazy. You know, he'll get offended.
Yeah.
But you write back nothing after that. That's all you have to write. But at least you say, you send a dagger to the heart.
It's hard,
and you just
get
it done with, because this person won't stop.
Why didn't you do that to yours? Sorry, I didn't mean to call you.
That's fair.
This guy turned white.
I mean,
and he's already white.
To me, it's not a problem in my life.
But you had sex with that person.
No.
You said you hooked up.
We hooked up.
Hooked up is not sex?
No.
My white is a little off.
I don't differentiate.
Okay. So no sex?
No sex.
A little kissy-kissy.
Sure.
Okay, so...
Once.
She had... nothing with this guy, the one on the email.
And she's saying, well, I it does seem like for a time they were texting back and forth.
Yeah,
and now
lot,
she's like tired. She's like, why am I texting this person? I don't even fucking know.
Yeah, she's giving her the emotional part of a relationship without the actual physical
and
benefits.
We don't think that's exhausting until it is exhausting.
Yeah.
Until you're like, oh, who am I fucking talking to? You know?
Yeah, he's going to get offended, but you got to just sweep the legs.
Sweep
the
legs.
Sweep
the
legs.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. 29 question mark area code. A Hinge moral dilemma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Hinge, the app.
The app.
Okay.
A moral dilemma. Papa JT. This is a dude email.
Ooh, yeah. A dude email.
Love the podcast. Been listening since your days of starting episodes with the iconic hello. I have a semi-hypothetical situation for you. Would you go on a date with a girl you talked to on an app if she had a pretty significant face? How do I say it? Disformity. Huh? What's a face disformity? Picture a peace sign, and the entire left section looks like it's been paralyzed. Completely restructured. Honestly, I don't even know how to describe it. Look, I don't know the girl, but she was in a sorority at a school, has a rockin' body to go with it. She hides this issue pretty well in her pictures. So I guess he's mattress on. I'm not reading a lot of it because I don't want to, like, he's mattress on that there's something up with her face.
Okay.
But it would undoubtedly turn some heads when one day her boyfriends bring around family and friends. Do you take the age-old device beauty is on the inside, or do you call bullshit and not bother with it at all?
That's a rough one.
This is one of those things that's a hard one to answer because any answer sounds evil.
Yeah.
You know, like, admitting to the idea that, like, you have to be attracted to someone that you're with. That's the thing that people, like, get upset with. It's like, and listen, here's the thing. Everyone is attracted to... is attractive to someone.
Yeah.
So let's live in that reality where, like, and you know, and you're saying to me, oh, Jared, don't be, you know, oh, you're so, oh, you're such a, you know, oh, you're trying to be, you know, Mr. You know, everyone can find love guy.
Yeah.
Let me make it more real for you. Look at the amount of porn categories. Okay.
Correct. True.
Those don't exist because guys aren't
right
masturbating to them.
Somebody typed that in.
Someone typed that in.
Mm-hmm.
And enough people typed it in that they were like, let's just put this on a category to the left.
Separate these.
We have to, let's make it easy for these idiots.
Yeah.
So for this woman, he says she's got a great body, but the face, there's something off to him. Would you?
It'd be hard for me because, first of all.
And this is the this is the judgment free zone. This is the J-Train podcast. No judgment. This is the judgment-free zone. This is the house of honesty that you're living
in. I want to believe that I'm one of those guys that I don't care what anyone else thinks about me. I want to live by that. But there's a small percentage of me that does care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of unwanted questions and comments. If there's something wrong with that, I've done other things. Anything with the body's fine. Okay. Anything under clothes. You know what I'm saying? Or like...
So you think...
I can't deal with bad hands, though.
So if we were to rank...
Bad hands?
If we So let's do a hypothetical.
Yeah.
If we ranked the area code method.
Yeah.
What goes first, what goes second, what goes third?
Okay.
Face, body, personality is the area code method. Guys or girls can use it. So it goes face, body, personality. He's saying this is a 2-9 question mark. If we're going to say first, second, and third, what matters the most? Face, body, personality.
And he's saying... The face is
but
two?
I'm asking, oh. Yeah, but I'm asking, you have to rank the three. What order do you put it? Fuck, marry, kill, so to speak.
See, personality wins, but...
See, it does change. It starts with a certain ranking, and then it flips at a certain point.
Someone you don't know, you just straight up look at them. Face is important, man. Face is high.
So it goes face, then body, then personality when you first meet somebody?
Yeah.
And then I think it...
Personality can change it. Personality can change it.
I think it goes face, personality, body. And then at a certain point, it goes personality, face, body.
Yeah, and that can change in seconds.
Seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Face is important.
It's very important. But here's the thing. I don't like what guys call like, I don't like supermodels. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I like, this sounds bad, and I'm trying to find the right way to say this, and I haven't figured out yet. I like plain girls.
Jane?
Like cute girls.
Okay.
That don't get all fucking crazy dolled up.
Well, I mean, also, to be honest, you're in a world, the hip-hop world,
yeah,
where the dolled up is like...
It's so far,
it's to a point where... I mean, this isn't anything negative to say. It's just...
Like, I know a lot of girls that dress like Nicki Minaj. Like,
yeah.
She's not some one weird left field type person. Like, I know girls that dress
Nicki
like
Nicki Minaj
that.
Is a type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's... To me, that's like, oh my... You don't even know what they really look like.
Right. Yeah.
They're a painting.
Yeah. So I like plain... She's like, you don't have to have the most gorgeous face, but I like cute...
Here's the thing. He claims in his email that he kind of knows this chick.
Yeah.
So he knows that this girl's cool or not.
I feel bad for her. She probably has a lot of issues with this.
The problem is...
Her face issue.
Here's the problem. He can't just go in and fuck and then be like, well, I guess, like, you know, the most progressive way to be is to treat her like any other girl. So if you're going to treat any girl or guy, like if you're going to be a fuckboy, you should be a fuckboy with her too.
Yeah.
I would do it. I'd go into it.
It's different because she knows what's up. She knows what's up. So like, I don't know. I'm very sensitive to people's vibes and feelings. Sure. And like, you know, she's feeling a certain kind of way.
Yeah. I mean,
I need to know what the deformity is. Yeah, like how bad. Like if it's a mole, and come
Shelby,
on, Shelby,
you got some
Bell's palsy, something.
I think it's got to be something like that. Yeah. But I think it's probably. Here's the thing: if you know she's cool before meeting on the app, go with it. Like,
I don't know, man. Can you bring that up with somebody?
No, you can't bring it up.
Can't bring it up.
I mean, we talked a lot about micro penises on the last episode.
Uh-huh.
And does a guy who has a micro penis, does he have to bring it up?
Oh, he knows, like bring it up to the girl.
I have a micro penis. Do I go on the date? And I
you have a micro penis?
You're no, saying, no, I'm saying hypothetically, I'm a strong medium. So I hypothetically, I have a micro penis. I go on the date.
No,
do I have to go?
No.
Before we have drinks, I need you to know.
No.
My penis is the size of a thimble.
No, that's not. No, you don't bring that.
When
up.
Do you bring it up?
Yeah, it'll be discovered. Yeah, it'll
or
be
not.
Discovered. Like I'm a what do they call it? I'm a grower, not a shower.
Sure.
So like
I'm a big ball guy.
I don't think there's any woman that's ever seen my flaccid
junk. But this is
junk.
The thing, this girl wears her micro penis on her face. If you think like that stinks. That's you know, would you rather? Would you rather have your deformity seen? Let's go to the dream world. Mm-hmm. Seen or underneath your clothes, and you have to reveal.
I'll reveal.
You'd rather reveal.
Yeah. Seen is rough.
Deal seen, reveal. But at least you know. What?
A deal reveal.
It's a deal reveal. Yeah.
Yeah, reveal.
See, I'd rather have it be on the outside, so you go, I get what
girl,
I'm getting.
I dated this girl, and she had a motorcycle accident. She had huge... motor, like from the accident, she has scars all over her chest.
Really?
Scars from the accident and from the surgery.
To repair.
I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
she was like, I noticed a couple times I missed she wouldn't take her shirt off.
Mm.
And she would, like if I tried to take it off, she would hold it down.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what's going on? And she's like, I'm embarrassed. It matters nothing to me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I've been with girls who have, you know, scars or like stretch marks, whatever. And yeah. I'm always like, nah, I'm here.
Yeah, it's cool. I can even do a scar on the face. I used to date a girl who had a huge scar on the face. Huge.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the alternative.
Scar is fine. It's a story. Scar's
what
a
happened?
Story. Yeah, but a defect is hard, man.
I think that's the.
I want her to find love, though.
Yeah, I know. This is why I'm saying if he knows she's cool, go out. What's to hurt? Because
your friends make fun of you, the abuse you get.
Yeah, but that's like an evil thing to make fun of it as an adult.
Yeah.
I think going out with her in the way that you would go out with anyone else is like a good thing. Like you're actually progressive.
Do you bring it up? Like I'm bringing
what's
up.
What's up
like,
with your face?
Like, nah, not even, but like, look, there's an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's get it out.
Yeah.
And figure it out. Like, is it hard dealing with this? Is it hard dating with this?
It's got to be hard, especially you know? Because all these Tinder, all these, like, you know, all these apps are just, it's in your face.
Because he said she hides
looks.
It well on the app.
I know.
Pictures. So if you're hiding it, you're self-conscious about it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Cypher Sounds. True TV, September 13th. Yeah. Laugh Mobs, Laugh Tracks. Go watch it. Go get on the DVR. Let's do a couple more emails, then we'll go do some news.
Can you
that
do my
good?
Email?
What's your email?
Okay. Real quick.
Okay.
We talked about this, but I need your real advice. Met a girl. Very friendly. It was kind of work-related.
Okay.
I was feeling slight vibes, nothing crazy. Couple text messages back and forth. Hey, I'm back home. I have a couple back and forth. Then I sent the picture of us together. And I was looking for this picture for a while to have a reason to send this picture, to have a reason to have convo, and just got the one word back, cute.
So there were vibes. It doesn't sound good. The crowd isn't into it.
No,
there were vibes, and then you sent her the picture of you two together.
Yes.
And she just wrote back, cute.
Cute. Oh, but I said, yo, you don't know what I had to go through to find this picture.
After she wrote cute.
No, before. I was like, yo, I had to find the photographer, find this picture. It's taken months.
And all she wrote is cute.
Cute.
No good.
Done, right?
Done.
Ugh.
Because to me, you've opened the door. It's no good. Yeah. You opened the door for her to go the conversation. Like, I call it the, what did I call it, Shelby? I had a name for this. The comment. I'm forgetting my own shit.
Yeah, but you gotta write it down. You need a whiteboard.
I need a whiteboard with all this shit on it. The comment starter. Basically, you just make, like if I'm like somewhere, if I'm at a bar,
yeah,
and I'm waiting for a drink, and I'm next to a hot girl, I'll be like, ugh, this guy takes forever.
Right.
And then that's her opportunity to go, totally, I've been here for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
What you did a text version of that.
Right.
You gave a whole story for her to be like, it took me forever to find this. Oh my God, I found this picture. And then she wrote back, cute.
Yeah.
Which is her,
Yeah.
I think that's her version of that.
Stop.
I'm sorry. Because, and this happens on dating apps a lot. You write, like, I'll write a lot of stuff where I'll be like, oh, I had a great weekend and I did this and that and this. And you give specific details.
Right.
And the more details you give in your response or in your opening, the more you've given this other person to latch onto to make it easy for them.
Right. You walk them through
it. To keep the conversation going or to make it interesting. The more details, the more interesting it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea that you were like, it took me forever to find it. So that's one. You reference the party you were at. That's two. You send the picture. That's three. Those are three opportunities for her to write back with things to say about either of those. And she chose not to.
Not at all.
We have to start thinking about the things people choose not to do and don't make excuses for those.
Yeah.
A lot of girls will be like, oh, we haven't gone out all summer because he's busy and we've been traveling every week.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you just made an excuse for why this didn't happen. Let's talk about why it didn't happen.
So I erased it.
Okay. The text.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like sometimes there'll be some back and forths. Other people, and I'll leave the, you know, you leave the text lingering in your message box. I just swiped it. It's like, there's no need to continue.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. I mean, that it's all on her to be like, to extend from cute.
Yeah.
And you gave that opportunity. Sometimes you just got to go goodbye. Yeah, sometimes you got to pack up the house.
But I shouldn't say goodbye.
No, you pack up the car.
I left. Yeah, I left.
You know, time to go.
Yeah.
This cruise is over.
I was in the right.
Let's do another email. Sense. More than a happy birthday?
Guys, it's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com.
Every Tuesday and Friday, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Hi, jtrain, feather. I'm going to be writing on behalf of my best friend. Back in high school, she had a pretty serious fling with this guy, but they could never officially date due to how her family is about relationships. Basically, her family's from a small country in Europe, and if she does dates anyone, it's basically assumed they'll get married, and she can't date anyone outside of her culture. Her family takes marriage very seriously, so this has always been a huge bump in the road when it comes to relationships. This guy she had a fling with was not from where she was from, and he also a completely different race. They had somewhat of a secret relationship for about 2 years in high school, but once graduated, they decided to end things because it was not going anywhere. They were each other's quote-unquote first love. Fast forward to today. She's 22 and he's 23. They're both in relationships. She's still kind of in a secret relationship with a guy due to the same reasons. Well, recently he called my friend. She is still in kind of a secret relationship with a guy due to the same reasons. Well, recently.
He's saying she's still doing the secret relationships
with
people.
She's still with a different guy.
Got it.
Well, recently he called my friend to tell her happy birthday. He called her like at the end of August. Her birthday was on the 2nd. He told her, I just wanted to tell you happy birthday before the month was over. I forgot to to last year and didn't want to forget again. Also said a lot of things that are pretty suspect considering he has a girlfriend. My question is, what was he trying to get out of this? Does he still have feelings for her, or is generally just out of care? My friend thinks he should have no business checking in on her because at the point because at this point they really can't just be friends. Also, she thinks maybe he sees her with a new guy and thinks that could be me if I wasn't so quick to leave. For our sanity, we need a third person. What was he looking for out of this phone call?
I mean, I think he said it all in the email what he was looking for. There's always a thing of someone else playing with your toys. Once someone else starts playing with your toy, you want your toy back.
Mm-hmm.
If it is his first love, that's always a special place in the heart. Sure. No matter how much you deny it or move on from that, it's like, what could have been? You know, like that first one is.
You know what's crazy to me, and I don't mean to call this girl crazy for writing in. She's writing in on behalf of the friend.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there going, the friend who is dating people in secret, and is sitting there going, why would he get in touch? You got your own shit to figure out. What the fuck are you talking about? You're sitting there dating in secret at 22 years old. Listen, I'm not here to judge because family shit, I get it. But you got to take, you're taking the calls. You're responding to the calls.
This is the girl in the secret relationship.
Yeah.
That's not who wrote this?
Her friend.
Oh, her friend.
Her friend wrote in. The girl in the secret relationship.
Got it.
Is sitting there in a secret relationship still and then wondering why her ex from high school would text her. You have things to figure out. You are wondering about the wrong things. You got to talk to your parents and be like, hey, listen, I'm looking to date people. You will never get to any level of any relationship doing it the way you're doing it now. And I'm not saying that you should rush that or try and that has to be resolved right away. But don't sit here and judge a dude for seeing a picture of you and then going, hey, happy birthday. I'm just still kind of thinking about you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Like they're sitting there going, we have to figure out what this guy wants. How about what you want?
Yeah.
How about what you're dealing with? You have a boyfriend and you're wondering, about his relationship. This guy isn't dating in secret.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that these.
Well, family, I never get the family issues because I try to understand them. But one, I didn't have a dad growing up, and my mom is young enough to be my older sister. So she was figuring it out as we went on. So I never get what those controlling families, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I was in a secret relationship with a Jewish girl.
Ooh.
And I dated her for a while. And she was like, I can never bring you home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're never coming home with me. Then it kind of fizzled out. And then she started dating this black guy. And that went on for a long time. He was one of those guys that played basketball but didn't make the NBA, so he would go like
Europe.
To Spain and Czechoslovakia or whatever. And she was with him for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And the next time I saw her was on like 33rd Street in New York City, and she married a fucking, no disrespect, just a fat Jewish guy.
Yeah.
She had to like...
Pack it in.
Pack it down, baby.
Time to...
So yeah, but I don't get that. Like, you can't live your life? You can't live your life. These families are so controlling.
Well, you know, to me, there's an element to that. The comparable is like what these, it's like a girl being like, I'm just going to be with a girl.
Right.
We had Antoinette on the podcast a while back. And Antoinette talked about how frustrating it is as a lesbian to date these people, these girls that are like just having fun.
Right.
And then they go back with a guy all of a sudden they're married and they have this whole thing and they're like, what was the deal?
Yeah.
And you know, Jewish, Persian, whatever, Indian, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There is a sense, and I would feel this as a guy or girl that was being used in this way. Like if a girl got with me and was like, well, I could never be with you. And then all of a sudden they ended up with like the type they had to be with.
Yeah.
I would see me as something that I was gotten out of their system.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is frustrating, but, you know, I to some of these people, like that girl that ends up with the big, you know, old fat Jewish guy, she...
Oh, you know,
I know him. Oh, I Mr. Frankenstein. we're good friends. He's my accountant. To that girl, like, you know, there's there's romance and practicality.
Yeah.
And to her, she went the way of practicality.
Yeah.
You know, as bad as that sounds.
She was bad too.
Hot.
She was bad, baby. White girl with a big old butt.
I love that.
Big old butt.
My fave. I mean, yeah. I would say, why does this guy get in touch to wish happy birthday? Yeah, he's interested in you. He wants to see what's going on. But I really wouldn't worry. What's to worry about this guy? You know, like, we're all trying to figure out, yeah, maybe. And I hate the way she writes this. If he wasn't so quick to leave. You were in a secret relationship. What do you mean quick to leave? You were in high school. Stop giving people the judgment that you don't put on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, let's take the mirror out. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Tuesdays and Fridays. We're here with Sypha Sounds at Sypha Sounds. True TV, Thursday, September 13th. Laugh Mobs, Laugh Tracks, 10:30. Sypha, this has been great. Let's do some news. You ready?
Okay.
Shelby, hit it. Is that the new news music?
There is some new news music.
I love it. Play it again. It feels like I'm on Access Hollywood. Hit it, Shelby.
Well, we actually have an update.
Oh, good.
On a previous story.
What was the previous story?
The previous story was the woman who messaged like hundreds, maybe even thousands of guys.
Yes.
To all meet her for a Tinder date in, I believe it was Manhattan for like a DJ show. And none of them knew that this was like
what
a big show.
So
and
like
the only reason like the world kind of find out outside of this whole chance meeting was a Twitter thread that one of the guys did.
So this guy matched with a girl on Twitter or on Tinder. Then she was like, come meet me at Union Square. And then he shows up and there's 400 dudes.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
On the date with this girl.
Before, like hundreds. And he went, you know, fuck this. I'm going to write a funny thread about it.
Yeah.
Well, there's an update.
Okay.
It might make you even angrier than the, if you want to go out on the veranda, do some scream therapy before.
Sure.
Just to get our moods down. The woman, her name was Natasha Aponte.
Okay.
Turns out Natasha's an actress.
Sure.
She did
a great acting job to get 400 dudes to show up.
Not even her whole idea. The whole thing was put together by her and mainly a guy named Rob Bliss who wanted, here's a pretty infuriating quote by him. He wanted to do this to make like a short film, which nobody even saw.
Sounds like Rob is really trying to fuck Natasha.
Yeah.
Like this was like a long game where he's like, oh yeah, we should do this project. And he ends up on a 2-month project with her.
Let's workshop it.
Let's.
They probably did smaller ones, like just 20 guys, see if it would work.
Yeah.
It took him 2 years to put this together and only.
This is the longest wait to fuck a girl in the history of fucking.
She joined 2 months ago. Natasha did.
Okay. He finally found someone that would help him.
The quote by him was, there's a lot of issues related to the online dating game. It's sexist, ableist. There's a lot of problems.
Ableist? What is that?
Bliss said his, are you seriously asking? Or?
I'm sure.
Oh, it's sort of like the facial deformity thing. Like, oh
it only plays
we're
to people
not gonna,
who are...
oh, people, you're blind. We can't do it, but like, you know.
This is insane. Okay.
Oh, your ability.
Correct.
Your ability. Yeah. Okay, you're ableist.
You're privileged because you are an ableist.
Oh.
It's like gets used like worthy, like, you know, you got to help people in wheelchair. But then it like, it's like, oh, people go, oh, you can't say the word crazy. That's ableist. It gets to his extremes.
Okay.
But
like on all, like anything.
Yeah.
Bliss said his idea was to have someone do in public what a lot of people have been doing on Tinder. Judging prospective dates on minuscule things like physical characteristics.
This is infuriating because it. You know what it is. If you want to be an ist, it is a narcissism. It is generational narcissism. You're believing that in this day and age that we are judging people more than we were before. Your grandparents were going to the bars and doing their own Tinder at the bars. They were walking up to your grandma and they went swipe right. I'll fuck her. They looked at your grandma's friend. They go swipe left. We have been swiping right and left since the caveman days.
I say this all the time, man. All this social media thing and internet dating is it's all the same behaviors we've had, just it's moving faster with the technology.
Yeah, there's just a new tool to do it with.
New tool. The media is the king.
Yeah, that's like saying, well, we didn't trap. That's like saying before the wheel existed. Like, well, now everyone's traveling.
Yeah.
People were traveling before. We were walking places. Yep. Now you got a wheel. Now you're flying places. It's just, you know, and a lot of people who are out of relationships, they get on the apps and it's too much for them because, like what you're saying, it's all on speed. And it is, you're getting turned down. The problem is you're being turned down more than you've ever been turned down before. You're also being accepted more than you've ever been accepted
before. And it's in your face. We walk into a bar, club, whatever, and we see girls and we, in our mind, just swipe them.
Yes.
That they have no idea they just got swiped.
We've been swiping for eons, okay? And in, you know, that's why you don't see like these, that's why you don't see a lot of like homeless people who are supermodels. If you want to be real. You know, like if there was a hot person that was like, I need money, you'd be like, here's all the money.
Yeah, take money.
Take it, please. Go. Yeah. And it's like, those are the realities of life. You know, if I was a 10, I'd be living a 10 lifestyle.
Yeah.
It sucks to admit to it, but that's, you know, the reality.
What's kind of dumb about this thing, like, it's not like they found somehow like 50, like a lot of guys who were confirmed to be like sexist ableist. Like they just found 100 dudes and were like,
yeah, she went through and swiped right on everyone.
She didn't hit. The second part is they hired 50 people over the 2 years to do this. But he's like trying to teach this big lesson to like a bunch of innocent dudes. Well, like he's
this is the other thing that's going on a lot these days, and this is kind of what this Rob Bliss is doing. It's a lot of adults trying to parent other adults. Mm-hmm. That bothers me so much. Online, you ever see that tweet that's like, be nice to others? And you're like, what the fuck made you tweet that to me? Be nice to others? What do you think? I was brought up by wolves? I don't know the golden rule.
I love the inspirational Instagrams and stuff where it shows like 7 habits of the most successful people. That's something I'll check out. I want to learn those things. But if it's just like, treat people the way you want to be treated. Yeah. Like, why are you writing this?
Because
I know this already. Yeah,
these are truths. Like, we don't have to like you. But then you have these people that are going to go, and it's easy to say the thing that your mom would teach you.
Yeah,
it's easy to go, you should be nice to everyone, and then you go, well, and then the hard part is online to go, well, not everyone. You know, some people you look at and go, you think, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But that's harder to say online. Online, you have to do the overarching, we shouldn't judge people by their looks.
Yeah.
And people go, start applauding this person like they're a fucking the philosopher of our day. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, the thing is, nothing is black and white. Nothing is, you know, this guy Rob Bliss wants to live in a world where it's like, oh, wow, thanks, Rob. You taught us what it is to find love.
I've noticed this in like, pretty recently, like people have a imaginary person they're kind of arguing with on Twitter.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, did you see that? There was like an article that Fox News put out about the Cosby Show actor.
Yeah, yeah. Trader Joe's.
he works at Trader Joe's. Yeah.
But I saw only condemnation of people of like the Fox News article, but then like so many people going like their whole thing was like, coming from as if they were the only one that thought that it was bad. You know what I mean?
You know what's interesting about that story? We create these straw men and we want to just sound good. So the easy thing is to go. So one dude tweeted out, so-and-so from the Cosby Show, it works at
Trader Joe's.
It was a Fox News article. And then they all kind of.
But it was one. I remember there was one guy that was tweeted out. So it was the one dude in the picture. What's that?
The guy that took the picture.
He took the picture, one dude, and then it was Fox News. So those are two entities. Mm. I agree with Shelby. The amount of people that responded to it was like insanity, as if we go, as if anyone was going, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Look at you, Trader Joe's. First of all, they have really great benefits when you work at Trader Joe's. That's like a known thing about them.
Okay.
Second of all, there's no one out. We want to believe that there's more evil people out there because we want to believe that we're good.
Right. Whereas we're the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
There's probably like thousands and thousands of people going like, fuck you, don't post this. But then I saw people going like, oh, am I the only one who has to be the reason? You don't do that. And I'm like, no, where are you reading this? Yeah,
like, it's just that we're in a race to look like the good people. And really, the fact of the matter is, and maybe you don't want to hear this, we're all just okay. We all look at people on Facebook. If we were such good, noble people, you'd be liking everything you see on your feed. And you know what? Sometimes you see stuff on your feed and you go, fuck that person. They're not getting my like.
Yeah.
My like's important. Let's do another story. You got one more?
We do. You guys into sex dolls at all?
Are you into sex dolls?
I never have been, but they seem to be making advancements in the technology.
They're getting better.
Yeah.
I don't know where we go with these sex dolls, but...
I'll say this. If one was given to you for free, nobody knows you have it.
Okay.
Would you be into using that?
I don't know where
I'd
keep it.
Would you try it?
Would I try it? I hate to say I wouldn't try it because I know I would.
Well,
I know the comedian Rory Scovel.
Yeah,
love him.
He says he did a comedy festival and they gave fleshlights in the gift bag. And he's like, go fuck yourself if you think you're not going to go to your room and fuck yourself.
Of course. Of course. You can. Here's what happens. The first day, they send it, let's say a package shows up today, okay? And it's a huge human-sized doll. The first day, I'm going to go, hilarious.
Yeah.
A week later, I'll be sitting here on a Sunday hungover, and I'm going to go, all right, fine. It would take 1 week.
Right.
For me to give in. Are they doing this? What are they doing?
To do a side step. So there's a Toronto. Mm-hmm. They actually took away all this questioning. They're opening a sex doll brothel.
See, have to trust the cleaning staff.
No, there's no way I would do that.
Sex doll brothel.
I have to take off the inspector's plastic... inspection notice, whatever, before I would even try it. It has to be like first time, fresh out the box.
You know what they would have to do? The only way I'm doing it is if they find a way to remove the genitalia so that it's a new genitalia every time. Throw away the genitalia after I was done. So you know what I'm talking about?
Like the paper on the doctor's table.
Yeah. They'd have to have some version of the paper being strewn down and then ripped off.
You're not cool with dishwasher safe?
No, I don't want it going through a wash. I want, when you walk in, you have to buy your hour with the doll, you choose your doll, and then they go, okay, one of the things you have to purchase is a pussy. And your own pussy, a fresh one.
Well, that's what I would have with you?
Well, marketing director Claire Lee has answered that question for you.
Thank you, Claire.
We do encourage the use of condoms just because we don't
No.
See, this is the problem.
Just because
what's this guy's name again?
We don't want people to.
There's this guy.
She says, Shelby?
There's Shelby. No.
Okay.
No. The whole point
of a
sex doll is no condom.
Yeah. This is Claire
speaking. What are we doing?
I'm just the vessel here.
I feel this is your fault.
Can you imagine living in a world that we get sex dolls that are realistic and they're like, and then there's commercials like, use a condom.
No.
You don't know where the sex doll's been.
The sex doll is made out of what a condom is made out of. It should be great.
So the only reason this place has opened up in Toronto, Canada, is because they kind of tested these out in some Asian markets, and they went wild. They're
Which
very
Asian
popular.
Markets? I need to know. Because it seems like Japan, are going on in Japan that we don't understand.
There are things going on in Japan. I've been there many times.
You have?
Yes.
What's going on in Japan?
There's machines where you buy used underwear so you can sniff them.
Does that exist? That's
it
not
exists.
Like a, see, it's funny because you've been there and you've seen it. I'm just going off of like the one headline that I've read. You know, of all the headlines I've read, like I know that it exists out there. That
there's
weird stuff going on.
Lots
there.
Of weird stuff.
There's one in Moscow that's open 24 hours a day.
Okay,
another brothel.
A sex doll brothel. Another in Barcelona.
See, it's gonna come, and then we're
that's
gonna
what
come.
She said. Oh.
And what we now it's weird to us, but it used to be weird to us that sushi would be on every corner. You know, we used to think getting sushi at the airport was weird,
right?
And now there's sushi at every
airport. There's JFK's
and
got
there's
a good
pretty
sushi
good
restaurant.
Sushi at the airport.
And the JetBlue terminal.
10 years from today, we'll be sitting on this couch, and I'll be going. There's pretty good vagina at the airport. A real doll factory.
Just like the cupcake vending machine in Midtown.
This is exactly the same
thing. Why not just masturbate?
This hand...
The doll is what? Just so you can feel like a body around you? Like
I think if the doll could work out a lot of our stuff. Like we talked about the girl with the facial deformity. You know, if we go back to that story.
It's for her?
No, but I'm saying like to this... like. There's a guy out there with sexual proclivities, and he's like, but I love this person, but I gotta fuck other people. Not even to bring it to her, but I'm just saying, like, these dolls could be the answer to all of our problems.
Yeah.
Like, cheating? You'd be like, no, I'm not gonna cheat on you. I'm just gonna go with that doll. And then you'd be like, you come back and you'd be a normal person with your wife. Nobody's backing me up.
Here. I mean, there's a whole.
No, I see what you're saying. I agree.
You know what I mean?
I'm thinking of it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
this
about
could be. What if, like, world peace happens the minute we get sex dolls? Like, every, you know, we just see every, like, screwed up kid in high school that we're like, this kid might shoot to school. We're just like, here's a doll. Go fuck. And then when he comes back an hour later and he's just like, oh, I guess I wasn't weird the whole time.
What if?
just a normal
how do you deal
dude.
With the zombie apocalypse? They never tell how the zombie apocalypse starts.
Okay.
What if zombies are the babies of humans and sex dolls? And somehow these sex dolls, with that much semen entering into these dolls, it creates these zombies.
Where will they put all the semen?
You know, listen, there's a lot of businesses that have gone under in America. Wherever there was a place where you bought coal is now where the...
That's
the sex doll brothel.
Sex doll brothel.
Yeah.
Coming to you in Toledo. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news. That's the news.
What are they doing in Detroit? They need help.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, go support. Cypher Sounds, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Great.
I really appreciate
it.
Like I said before, you are very good at this, man.
Thank you.
You have a great show, great job you're into. Laugh Mobs, Laugh Track, September 13th.
True
the first
TV.
Day, every Thursday, 10:30. If you ever watch Impractical Jokers, that's True TV.
Yes.
Leave it on. Watch my show. I guarantee another episode of Impractical Jokers is right after my show.
Just wait 10 minutes and it'll be on.
Please.
Set the DVR right now. Laugh Track. Laugh Mobs, Laugh Track.
Yeah.
Get involved Thursday nights, 10:30. I'm Jared Freed. @JaredFreed on Instagram, @JTrain56 on Twitter and Snapchat. We'll be back next episode. Boom.